Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness, what a match this was to finish up the night in Group B action. A 2-2 highly contested draw between Ecuador and Peru. Oh my goodness, what an amazing match we had here after basically a blowout between Brazil and Haiti in this unreal, oh my God, unreal matchup that we saw here. This was just unbelievable what we have seen. Oh my goodness. I mean, I'm not talking about Brazil and Haiti, obviously, because you knew that was going to be a blowout. You knew that there was going to be a blowout in that match. But still, though, you just got to say that, wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. This is what the game means here, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens when you have these types of games in a great tournament like this, and just to see two sides in Ecuador and Peru just battling it out, battling all over the place. And, you know, it's just – you have to say maybe 2-2 is a well-deserved result for both sides. Now, for Peru, obviously, they were leading 2-1 at the half, and then all of a sudden Ecuador gets that second goal to equalize, and then all this just a great, fantastic match to finish off the evening. And welcome, my name is Daniel Feuerstein. This is the Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show, special edition Copa America Centenario Day 6 review show, Group B action. And, you know, just absolutely breathtaking. And you know what? Let's be honest with ourselves right here. The referee for this one, Wilmar Roldan, kudos, applause, great job officiating a wonderful match like this. Great job officiating a match that was absolutely brilliant, absolutely wonderful. And if anyone wants to call in right now, I'll post it right now on Twitter. Facebook. If you want to call in, 646-929-1823, 646-929-1823. Hopefully we'll get Carter Krishnayer on, but I tell you. Oh, my God. I mean, this is a game that left you salivating. Just salivating for more. I mean, it's just been unbelievable to see what action we had here. What action that we saw in this one. It was just unbelievable. Just words cannot describe how exciting this match was. And it's just unreal to see how much action, great soccer, great football was shown tonight. And, you know, a slow start to this Copa America Centenario, true. You know what? You just got to say, you really, really got to say that this match was just perfectly played, well done. And you know what? I even post this on Twitter. I mean, let's be honest. This is a match that you love to watch, that you want to be a part of, that you want to go on and on and on and on and on. It just was absolutely breathtaking. And you know what else as well? The excitement was palpable. You could hear it from the stands. I mean, you wish it was sold out, obviously. It didn't look like it was sold out. But the point is, a good amount of fans saw great soccer tonight, great football tonight, and it was just unbelievable. What have we seen in this match? I mean, two early goals for Peru. Christian Cueva in the fifth minute bombs one past the keeper, and then Edison Flores about 12 minutes later, I would say, excuse me, 8 minutes later, my fault, I apologize. This is how big this match was. This is how fantastic this match was. 8 minutes later, it's Edison Flores who powers that ball in. And, of course, both goals were assisted by Paulo Guerrero to make it 2-0 for Peru. And then the 39th minute, Enner Valencia, who plays over at West Ham United in the Premier League, from Antonio Valencia, stayed onside when the ball was played. Chested it down, side foot volley, beats the keeper at the near post, 2-1 for Peru. And just a couple of minutes after the start of the second half, it's Miller Bolanos, who all he had to do is just basically tap it in. Got a great ball from Jefferson Montero, who caught the keeper off his line, and boom, 2-2. And then it became, let's be honest, this was basically a match that was unbelievable. Again, great action, great passes, and just a tale of two halves, to be honest. Peru was dominating the first half. Got those early goals, kept on attacking, kept on going, kept on just looking strong and looking fantastic. And then all of a sudden, after Enner Valencia gets that goal to make it 2-1 before halftime comes, jeez, unreal. Unreal how all of a sudden Ecuador just changed the game. There was a moment, there was a big moment that Peru was probably going to go and convert a big goal to possibly just take on the keeper, and no one was there to put a foot on it to score. And that was just unreal for what happened. I mean, we saw some great plays. And let me just say this. No messing around. No gamesmanship. We saw none of the shenanigans that you normally would see from some of these top sides coming in to these big games that they just mess around, big gamesmanship, just messing around for no reason. And here you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Here you have a fantastic match that was just absolutely unreal and just a professional match with tons of excitement, tons of agility, tons of chances. No way did you see any flopping. Did you see any exaggerations? No such thing at all. You saw no phony baloney. What you saw was a hard-fought match between two sides that are probably teetering towards getting back to a position where they haven't been in a long time, because in the last 10 to 20 years, it has been Argentina, it has been Brazil. Now Colombia's back into the saddle, Uruguay has been a tough customer as well, but what about the rest of CONMEBOL? I mean, we know Bolivia is not there yet, even though they played a strong game against Panama in their first matchup down in Orlando. But still, though, you saw what Peru is trying to do. You're seeing what Ecuador is trying to do. These are the sides that are like in between here. They are in between in CONMEBOL. And please, if you want to call in, go ahead, 646-929-1823. Obviously, once the live recording is done, this will be an archive. So when you listen to this, it'll be already over. But my goodness, everybody, this was absolutely unreal. Come into the chat room if you want to talk about this. Ask me questions in the chat room if you want. The chat room is open. My God, what an unbelievable moment we saw with these two sides. You just cannot stop talking about it. What action back and forth. What action that you saw. Tons of opportunities from both sides. Unfortunately for Gabriel Aquiler, he got booked in the 22nd minute, and then he gets second yellow card in the third minute of second half stoppage time, which means he will not be available for the Haiti match, the final match of Group B, as, of course, Ecuador will be taking on Haiti, and Peru is going to have a big-time matchup against Brazil for the final Group B matches that's going to be held. We'll get more information for you on those games, but my God, unbelievable stuff, folks. Just unbelievable stuff to see what just happened. What just happened tonight? You have back and forth, fourth and back, just absolutely unreal stuff going on in this matchup. Just unreal stuff going on here. And I'm just blown away by it. Just absolutely blown away. Absolutely blown away as you saw great stuff happening, great stuff going on, great stuff, just absolutely games that you love to see, games that you love to talk about, and it was just unbelievable what we saw. Unbelievable what we saw. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't think it's going to get any better than that. I don't think it's going to get any better than that, to be honest with you. Because this was just unbelievable stuff that we have seen. And this is why you hope. And I understand this gamesmanship is always going to happen. I understand all that. And you know what? It's a shame, though. If you think about it, it's just a shame. It's just a shame when you have all this gamesmanship happening, the fake injuries, the fake hurting, and all that stuff that goes on sometimes that's like way too much, way too much. And then all of a sudden, you get to this moment in time, this fantastic, fantastic match where you cannot believe what you just unreal. It was just unreal what you saw. And, you know, it's a game where you have to say that you would think it would deserve a victor, but sometimes these things happen, especially in these tournaments like this, about a draw, you know? You would like to think a draw would not be the one to do it, but still, it does. And it's huge, and it's big, and we'll see what happens.
Please.
And unfortunately, we don't have Kari Krishnayar at the moment, but still, hopefully, we'll get him on. If not, it's not a big deal. Just keep on going and talk about the next the match before. But, you know, this is a game that really left you speechless. This is a game that you just sit there, and you just have to applaud. You have to applaud what you saw out there. You have to applaud what you saw out there, and it was just absolutely unbelievable what you had to see out there. And once again, tough result for Peru because they really needed the 3 points to leapfrog over Brazil. And right now they're tied on points, but Brazil is ahead on the goal differential, so that's going to be a bit tough. For them, we'll see what they can do in the final match. But once again, this was just an absolutely wonderful match that you have to say was fabulous, absolutely fabulous watching on TV. I also want to commend both Mark Followill as well as Eric Winalda giving us a well broadcast or at least a very well done job on the coverage of the match. You gotta say it was just unreal what you saw. It just really, really fantastic to see these guys just giving us a fantastic broadcast tonight. Just unreal how these guys were on top of their game, and it was fantastic to see. Absolutely fantastic to see. And it was just unbelievable what we saw. Just unbelievable what we saw here. This was just fantastic. Just fantastic stuff going on out there. And it was just absolutely a wild match. And this was just great stuff, entertaining. It was fun to watch. And I'm just so glad that we were all able to watch it and see what this whole thing was about tonight. Like I said, it wasn't Argentina. It wasn't Brazil. It wasn't Ecuador. But you know what? For goodness sakes, oh my God, this was unreal. This was great. And this was absolutely a wonderful match to watch tonight after, let's be honest with ourselves here, it was going to be a blowout. You were hoping it wasn't going to be a blowout, but it was. And unfortunately, you had to think it was going to be a blowout. I mean, look at the stats in this one, for goodness sakes. 20 to 9 shots in favor of Brazil, 13 on target, 6 off for Brazil. Haiti, 2 block shots, 6 corners to 1 for Brazil, 15 to 5 on crosses for Brazil. Unfortunately, fouls, 15 to Haiti and 8 to Brazil. The possession was 65.4 to 34.6% in favor of Brazil. Duels won 49 for Brazil, 31 for Haiti. 17 tackles won by Brazil and 17-9 for Brazil. But once again, you know, what are you going to do when you have players, and it doesn't matter if Neymar is not on the team, or, you know, maybe Ronaldinho if he gets a second or third opportunity to be on the national team. There are tons of talent on Brazil that will make you look silly, make you look stupid. And once again, it's a situation where it's, you know, you're just going to have to pay the price for just unbelievable what we have seen in these games. Just unbelievable what we have seen in these games so far. But, you know, especially with Brazil being being really tough to watch when you're taking on a team like Haiti that is still getting big, still getting better. They still have plenty of road in front of them. They should not be discouraged for what happened in this match tonight against Brazil. Look, it's not a shame to be beaten by Brazil. Obviously, you don't want to be beaten in that fashion, but it's going to happen. But we all know Haiti has plenty of time to improve themselves. You know that they probably have improved themselves, but still, though, it's just been unreal to see what has happened. And just, you know, I want to say once again, congratulations to James Marcelin, who converted the lone goal for Haiti in the 70th minute, because that's the first Copa America goal that Haiti has scored because they qualified for this centenario. But still, though, just great action from tonight. Early match, you hoped it wasn't going to be a blowout. It was, unfortunately. Coutinho gets his hat trick of finally 14th minute with the first goal, 29th minute in the second, and then he gets the second half stoppage time to get his hat trick. Renato Augusto gets 2 goals, 35th and 86th minute. Gabriel in the 59th and Lucas Lima in the 67th minute. And once again, a 7-1 thrashing. It was to be expected, obviously, against a team like Haiti. You knew they were going to get trounced. There's nothing you can do about it. Brazil, of course, it doesn't matter who is on this team. Brazil is always going to be fighting. Brazil will always be the ones that are going to basically punish you if you don't play your game properly, or at least have a game plan that can properly punish them. And that's the one thing that people need to know, is that, you know, that's what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. This is how it works like this. And, you know, it's a situation, once again, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing to be ashamed about. You're going to get punished like this, and it's just been unbelievable seeing what is going to happen here. And once again, Haiti got trounced, and it was expected. But let's go back to Peru and Ecuador. I mean, there's nothing. What more can you talk about? What more can you say? I mean, you saw a fantastic match involving these two sides, and they just completely, pardon me, they completely dominated some ratings here for how they performed. My, oh, my, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable to see what you saw in this matchup. I mean, this was just unreal to see them going out there and dominating everything that is just happening with this game. I mean, the action was end-to-end. Both keepers had their moments. I mean, it was just a fun match to really get hooked on. And, you know, if this is what you're hoping for, if the United States goes to the normal Copa America tournaments that are going to be played in South America, I mean, listen, this is what I think they should do. And I know there's been rumors that they're talking about doing another Copa America like this, like the Centenario tournaments, like a full America's Cup up and down the continents. Scrap it. I'm telling you right now, let's just scrap it. I think it's a waste of time. I really do. If you're going to do a true Copa America, and I know probably some of you who are from South America will probably disagree with me. It's fine. It's okay. But here's how I feel. And it's two things. Number one, I think CONCACAF should be scheduling their Gold Cups. And if the new president of CONCACAF says, you know, he says he wants to make it a once every 4 year event. Here's my suggestion right now. Okay? Since the Copa America is going to be, the next one will be in 2019 after the 2018 World Cup, do not schedule a Gold Cup in CONCACAF for 2019. Do not, and I repeat this, do not schedule a CONCACAF Gold Cup in 2019. If that's going to be the year for a Copa America, then by all means, that's the one the United States should get involved with, and that's the one where I'm, you know, if it can be Mexico and the USA, fine, you know, three groups of four, let's have at it, make Mexico and USA permanent guests, guest teams, and let's go for it, let's have some fun, and let's go out there and just bring it on, let's do that, and schedule the Gold Cup in 2021. Schedule the CONCACAF Gold Cup in 2021. Or if you want, it could be 2020. It could be, I mean, you know, you want to make sure it's not during the same time as the Euros, that's fine. You want to make it before or after the Euros, that's fine. We'll have CONCACAF in July after, we'll have the Gold Cup in July after the Euros. I know you got to do the whole Confederations Cup thing, which will be the season the year before the actual World Cup itself. Fine, whatever. But, you know, I am suggesting that. Now, if CONMEBOL and CONCACAF wants to have a Copa America, or at least CONMEBOL, pardon me, wants to have a Copa America and have four groups of four that involves CONCACAF. Just make it like that. Now, like I said before, I know you're going to disagree with me, and that's fine. You can disagree with me. It's just an opinion. I'm not, you know, it's not set in stone. It's just an opinion because I truly believe that this could happen if CONMEBOL wants to make an invitation for qualification for certain spots for the CONCACAF sides. And that's all I'm saying. And then maybe it can work. If not, it's not a big deal. Then we'll just have the regular. The Copa America Centenario type tournaments, no. I think that's way too much. And the only two things that's going to have to happen is, like I said before, either we're going to have Copa America as the main thing in South America. You leave it four groups of four, and the United States gets involved with it, and then you schedule the Gold Cup before or after a World Cup, in 2020 or 2021, or you just expand the tournament in South America. Let CONMEBOL expand the tournament, bring in CONCACAF teams, and we'll see what happens then. If not, that's fine. But I really have to say that you're seeing right now why these clubs, these national teams in South America, why they attack each other the way they do. I mean, you're seeing the best of the best going at each other. And this has been an unbelievable thing to watch. It's been an unbelievable thing to see. And, you know, once again, I just really feel like that this Copa America has really, really, now it's kicked into gear. Slow start, it's kicked into gear, and my God, it's just been unbelievable to see. And I really do hope that we're going to get more and more great match days like we saw tonight. Like I said already, no shenanigans, no overly injured people who are not really injured. No more this gamesmanship baloney. No more this gamesmanship baloney. And let's have a great Copa America tournament like we saw from this one. It was just unreal. Let's get to the games, of course. It's going to be on Thursday, June the 9th, day number 7. We have Uruguay taking on Venezuela in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Lincoln Financial Field at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. That match will be live on Fox Sports 1 as well as Univision. And then on the next matchup in Group C, Mexico taking on Jamaica at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, also on Fox Sports 1. So check your local providers for the channel number in your area to watch Fox Sports 1. If you want to watch it on the Spanish language channels on Univision, also check it out there as well. And, oh, my God, it's just going to be some great stuff, I think. Hopefully Uruguay will play a better – not a bad match against Mexico, but, you know, obviously with a snafu with their national anthem and everything, and you hope it's the national anthem of Uruguay that gets played in Philadelphia, because, you know, if they're going to get trolled like this, forget about it. They might boycott another tournament that might be held in the United States, so we'll see what happens there. But still, though, it's just been unreal to see what is going to happen here. And it's just been fantastic to see what is going to happen tomorrow. And hopefully, we'll have ourselves a great match and great matches tomorrow. And it's 12:28 in the morning, early morning here on the East Coast, 9:28 p.m. On the West Coast. So we'll see what happens here, and you know, we'll see what happens with the great games tomorrow. And it's just we'll just see what happens, and we'll just see what happens. I mean, I'm still speechless. I'm telling you. My God, I can't believe the fantastic games that we've been watching here, fantastic matches we've been watching here, and you know what? It's just been absolutely unreal, and I'm just happy to watch it. I'm happy to give you these review shows. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/4YearSteensFire. We're going to go to day 7 for these group stage games, and we're going to keep on going. We're in the second games of these group stages of the Copa America Centenario. Standings will be interesting to watch. Standings will be very interesting to see. And then, of course, when we get to match day 8 in the Copa America, then we can start reassessing, or at least assessing, where we are with some of these teams. Because right now, Colombia is the only team that's reached the quarterfinals. Peru had an opportunity. They couldn't do it. But still, though, some great matches. But thank you very much for listening tonight. My name is Daniel Feuerstein. Thank you for listening tonight. As always, please enjoy your football, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.